program billed as the world's largest provider of assistive technology celebrates its 25th anniversary this week. The Computer Electronic Accommodations Program, or CAP, has made technology like speech recognition software or pens that double as recording devices mainstays in offices devoted to helping people with disabilities. CAP Director Stephen King gives us a progress report on how the program has helped thousands of wounded service members and disabled federal employees so far.
We have provided over 140,000 accommodations, assistive technologies, and computer-related devices to assist the federal government workforce and our wounded, ill, and injured service members remain productive. And we just had a banner year, actually. FY14, which just wrapped up in September, we provided close to 13,000 accommodations in that year alone, and that is a new record for us.
So are these accommodations that you develop there or just test them and get them sent around? How does that all work?
Actually, the accommodations that we provide are generally items that are available to any individual on the open market. So what we do is we meet with customers if necessary, if they don't know what they need. We help them figure out what types of technologies may assist them in performing their duties and taking into consideration, of course, their condition or disability. And we work toward recommending solutions. And then, after we recommend those solutions, we then procure those items through a variety of procurement methods to then provide them directly to the employing agency. The property that we provide, although it is a DOD centrally funded program, the property that we provide actually becomes the property of the employing agency.
And what characterizes the bulk of them? Is it mostly, say, accommodations for people that have a sight impairment or a hearing impairment, or does it run the gamut?
It does run the gamut. We have several teams here at CAP. We have a blind, low vision team, a team that focuses on communication, deaf and hard of hearing, blind, low vision, dexterity, etc. And the area in which we have the greatest number of accommodation requests are dexterity and also our Wounded Service Member Initiative.
Yeah, let's talk about the Wounded Service Member Initiative. I mean, many of the wounded warriors are coming lacking maybe a hand or in some cases even a couple of hands. Let's talk about that particular impairment right now. How do you deal with that?
Well, situations like this arise all the time. And if someone, anyone, doesn't have the use of their hands, then one of the first things we would probably look at is, of course, how can they complete their task without the use of their hands? Well, there is voice recognition software. You can really operate your entire computer simply by talking into a headset. You can browse the internet by talking into a headset. You can open programs such as Word or an Excel spreadsheet simply by talking into a microphone. And it's absolutely phenomenal what technology can help people do. And when people come into our technology evaluation center at the Pentagon for an evaluation, and that is not a required step, but some people, let's say if you just acquired a disability, you may have no clue what's available out there, and you're probably doubting your ability to continue to perform the duties of your current position. And that leads to stress and anxiety about how you're going to be able to survive, how you're going to be able to provide for your family, etc. So when people come into our CAP Technology Evaluation Center, we sit down with them and we find out about their job, we find out about their duties, and we try to help them. So in this case, it would probably lead us to a variety of devices that would rely on someone's speech instead of their actual hand use.
We're speaking with Stephen King. He is the Computer Electronic Accommodations Program Director at the Defense Department. You've been in business for 25 years. How has the technology improved? It seems like more and more vendors are getting into the act here in recent years, certainly than 25 years ago.
Yeah. Again, it's phenomenal what indeed is available, and there are devices such as ink pens that can record audio, but also take an image of everything that you write through a camera in the tip. So remember the days, I know when I was in college, if I would record a professor speaking a lecture and I wanted to go back to a particular place in my notes, I would have to forward and rewind and forward and rewind to try to find that place. Well, with this particular pen that I'm describing, you can actually go anywhere in your notes and just tap the end of the pen that you write with to the word, and the recording will start exactly where you were when you formed that letter in your notes. And it's phenomenal. And that's just one piece of technology. There are face-to-face communication devices that permit individuals who are deaf and hard of hearing to communicate with individuals who do not know sign language. If a sign language interpreter is not available, you put a device like that at an entrance to a federal facility, and if a visitor or a new employee comes in and they interact with the security guard or security professional and they do not know how to communicate with them effectively, to have a device there in which you can do face-to-face chat really makes the individual who's deaf or hard of hearing feel more welcomed into the organization, more welcomed into the facility, and it helps everyone be on the same page and have the same understanding. And that's what technology is all about. It's about leveling the playing field and opening up opportunities, allowing people to perform at their best, to pursue their dreams. And that's what we do here. We're in the people business. We support people. We support agencies. We equip people and agencies. And in doing so, we empower individuals with disabilities and our wounded service members to be able to use all of their abilities to be successful in whatever they decide to do.
And what about the mobility revolution with all of these mobile devices of various sizes that are all operated by touchscreens? How has that affected this whole area of accommodation?
Well, there's certainly no group that requires mobility more than our wounded service members. And there we have books that we provide to individuals who may already have, let's say, an iPhone, or maybe they have an Android device. There are actually books that help you use features, accessibility features, that are already built into these devices. So I think that in part because so many people who we accommodate do have such devices that they do rely on, overall, we're able to provide more accommodations because we are having to provide fewer accommodations to the individuals that are already well connected and using a lot of technology 24/7 on their own.
All right, so you've finished your first quarter century and you've just come off a record year. What are you hoping for and planning for in fiscal 2015?
That's a great question. It's going to be hard to beat this year, actually. But one thing we want to focus on more in 15 is the facility accessibility initiative that we have called PAC, Public Accessibility and Communication Initiative. And we want to make sure that our facilities are accessible and that when visitors, or as I'd mentioned earlier, maybe a new employee comes into a federal facility, that they can communicate, that they can interact with everyone, that the facility is accessible. Now, we only focus on the computer and electronic types technologies, not on architectural changes to a building to make it accessible. But we believe that our PAC initiative is going to be an area of great growth for us in FY15. And I would like to recommend that if any of your listeners would like to know if they're eligible for CAP services or possibly to figure out how we may be able to help them, they can simply go to our website at www.cap.mil.